Hey, this is Gergay, and in this video, we're going to talk about performance reviews. Now, I've been an engineer for over a decade at, I think, six companies, and I was a manager at Uber for 4 years, and I did a lot of performance reviews. I received some, but I did a lot more. And so, we're going to get into performance reviews, what you can or should expect from them, and how you can prepare for them as an engineer. So, the dreaded performance review is coming up. The meeting is set. Probably a virtual meeting at this point, and you're going to meet your manager and hear feedback. And you're probably thinking, what are they gonna tell me? Am I gonna be above expectations or below? What are even those expectations? Am I gonna get a pay rise? Will I be promoted? Why can I not stop thinking about this review? Now, I don't know about you, but I found performance reviews to be a stressful experience every single time. So the thing that can make it a lot less stressful is to know what to expect. So let's start with that. So companies do performance reviews differently. Every company has their own separate process. I know, I've seen a bunch of them. In fact, companies sometimes change their processes from cycle to cycle. Now, a big difference in how companies do performance reviews is how often these performance reviews happen. I don't have definite statistics, but I ran a poll on Twitter, got a bit over 100 responses. And for the majority of people, performance reviews happen either once a year or twice a year. And there's a small fraction, maybe 10%, who says it happens more frequently. In my past, either I had once a year performance reviews or twice a year ones. And the biggest difference between these performance reviews is, do you also get a pay rise or a bonus with the performance review? Usually at places that only have it once a year, the two are bundled. So you get a performance review and you hear the numbers, here's your pay rise, here's your bonus. At places that have two or more performance reviews, this is not always the case. So, for example, at Uber, we would have two performance reviews, one in the middle of the year, one in the end of the year. End of the year, you also got data on your pay rise or bonuses. Middle of the year, you just got a performance review. But some companies do it differently. When I worked at Skyscanner, I got my first mid-year performance review, and I also got a bonus. And I was really surprised and happy. I did not expect that. Someone from Red Hat said that they have performance reviews 4 times a year, and they get bonuses 4 times a year, which is pretty cool as well, if you ask me. But it's not typical. Again, every company will have this differently. So for your company, just ask people or ask your manager how often this happens and if pay and bonuses are coupled or not. Now, once we've got the how many times is your performance review a year out of the way, let's talk about the actual type of performance review. And what I've noticed, both through my professional career as well as talking with a bunch of other managers, is there's a wide range of how performance reviews are done, basically on how thorough they are. And the first level is where it's just not thorough at all. It's very ad hoc and you don't know what to expect. And there's all the way to bigger companies where it's very well defined. You know what to expect, it's documented, there's all these kind of things. So from the first level, I'm going to call this the ad hoc performance review because you honestly don't know what to expect. And I have some news for you. Your manager probably also doesn't know what to actually deliver. At these places, typically startups or small companies, managers are told, all right, time to do a review. Just deliver performance reviews for people. And the managers are left to their own devices to figure it out. In this environment, the biggest difference on your performance review is your manager. If you're lucky and you've either got an experienced manager or a manager who puts in a lot of work, you might get some good performance reviews. Otherwise, eh. It might be hard to work with, let me put it that way. Now, the next type of review is the what I'm gonna call the semi-formal process. There is some process in place, but not too much. There might be some templates that managers have to follow, and in this place, you might get a written performance review. In the previous one, it might have just been a chat and you're kind of left with that. In this case, you'll probably get some sort of written performance review, but the contents might not be that well defined. Managers might get some training and they might be told how to deliver performance feedback, or maybe not. Maybe you can write a self-review, or maybe you're asked to do so, but there's a higher chance that you're not going to be in this setting. So this is still a little bit better than the ad hoc because you kind of know what to expect, but you don't really know the details. Now, the next one, a lot better type of performance review, is at places where you have competencies, engineering competencies with levels. So what is it? Software engineer, senior engineer, staff engineer. They're often published. There's different competencies, like it could be software engineering, design architecture, collaboration. Every company will come up with their own competencies, but there's a document that tells you at this level, this is what we're expecting. And this is great because the performance review should reflect on these competencies. Now, at places like this, you'll typically get a written feedback. and managers will also typically collect a bit more data. And even before the review, you can already look at this document. You can talk with your manager and ask them, hey, how do you think I'm doing against the level that I'm at? And they'll be able to give some guidance. Now, the most formal process is what I'm going to call the 360 review. 360 means kind of going around. So your peers give feedback to you. That's like 180. You get feedback from your manager, and you often get feedback to your manager. You typically have some sort of system where you need to enter your self-review. You need to select peers who are going to give you reviews. Those peers are going to give you reviews. You'll also have to give reviews to peers. You'll have to review your managers. It's a longer process, but you get the most thorough reviews, and it's all in writing. So on the meeting, typically your manager will read to you from a document that they've already written, and they're going to collect their feedback from your peers. They'll have some suggestions, some feedback, and so on. Now, there's one other type of review that I personally not experienced, but it is getting popular with some more modern or faster moving companies. And this is the continuous feedback, where they might have removed these formal performance reviews, or they might have just made it super frequent, like every quarter, but it's not really an event because you keep setting goals, you get feedback from people in a tool continuously. If you have this system, you know, maybe drop me a comment. I'd love to learn more. I don't really know how this works. It does sound really ideal, although it probably has a danger that you're not going to get great feedback. You'll always just get a little bit of feedback, and you won't really know if you've grown a lot from the last, you know, review or not. Who knows? But again, I don't know too much about this one, so just leave me a comment. I'd love to learn more about this performance review system. Now, before we get into how you should prepare for a performance review, it's great to understand how managers do performance reviews, because once you understand this, it'll make a lot more sense on how you can prepare and basically help the manager with that performance review. So, as I mentioned, I did a lot of these performance reviews, and I also talk with a bunch of managers who do this. These are not our favorite things to do because they're really time consuming. Typically, as a manager, you reserve a lot of time to do this, so I would block out my calendar. And guess what? I don't have that time. I get meetings put there. I have some emergencies. I have less time in the end than I typically would want to do. Let's say I have a team of 10 people. I do block out some spot. Often it goes into, by the way, in the weekend, at least in the past, in my experience. Maybe some people have it better together, but for me, it went into there. I get a big pot of coffee or tea because I know it's going to take some time. And I go through people one by one. And for every person, I try my best to get a good, fair performance review performance feedback. And what I do for every person, maybe I'll spend an hour, two, or three on them, or however much I need to. I first gather some facts. I'm like, all right, well, I know this person. I know what I work with them, but I want to know just what kind of work did they do? And what is the work that I didn't observe? And even when I did observe it, especially if it's a review for like 6 months, I need to think back what happened there. So I go through my notes, my one-on-one notes. If we have team meetings, I look at those notes. If they have a self-review, I'm going to read that because that gives me a lot of context. If this is a place where people have submitted peer feedback, which I've worked in these places, I will read through all of the peer feedback and I'm going to start to put together notes. And first, I'm going to kind of try to get this mental image of everything that they did, like act like a sponge, get everything in there. And once I have that, I'm going to figure out, all right, well, where are they against the expectations? Are they meeting them? Are they above or are they below? And at places where you have a competencies document, which again, I'm used to doing that as a manager, I will compare that. If I'm a new manager, I'll read through all the lines and I'll make sure that I understand what these mean. And in the end, I'll need to make a decision of where they are based on my experience, and I'll need to justify that. So after I made up in my mind, all right, here's where I think this person is, I go there and I give specific examples. Now, some managers might do it the other way around. They might look at specific examples and then come to a decision. But in the end, you do need to come to where is this person standing. In some places, you need to give numbers. So, and this is down to how the system is run. Managers don't really come up with that part. But you might have to come up with like a number from 1 to 5 and so on. So I go through every person and I try to use the best information that's available. And I write some sort of summary, a manager summary, and then I'm done. If I have time or if I'm worried a little bit, I'll probably read through it again, make sure it makes sense. And then I prepare for the meeting. For the meeting, we're going to go through this one with this person. So now you know how managers prepare for performance reviews. I hope that was enlightening. So how can you prepare for performance reviews? Now, did you notice what I did as a manager? I tried to collect all the information about this person. And I mentioned that, well, if they do a self-review, I might read that. I'm going to change it a little bit. If people do a self-review, I will absolutely read that because they usually have pretty good information. And a lot of times people list stuff that I just completely missed. So the best thing that you can do to prepare for a performance review is have a great self-review. Great in the sense that it just contains all the stuff that you've done. A lot of times, as a manager, I will know the stuff that I'm involved in. If we work together on a project and I was involved, I know that that person was there. Maybe I also saw some of the code that they did. Maybe I did some code reviews. But I'm not going to know about a lot of other things. I was sometimes surprised to learn someone mentoring another person on another team for one of my directs. Someone collaborating about open sourcing a component that they forgot to tell me on a one-on-one. And, you know, this is not a problem. It's not a judgmental thing, but I wish they would have told me because I totally missed that when I was putting their performance review together. In fact, once I had the situation where I marked someone as below expectations for a competency because I looked through all the evidence and all my interactions and it just seemed they were missing some stuff. And I wish I would have come to that realization earlier, but there we are. We were at the performance review stage. Now, at the performance review, this person challenged me and said, like, hold on, there's all these things that I've been doing and you didn't take into account. Sure enough, I didn't, because I didn't know it. Now, in this case, the way I do performance reviews, I always try to make it a conversation. So I asked them, hey, you know, can you give me some more data? Because as a manager, I'm not perfect. I don't see anything. In fact, your manager is far from seeing anything. And we resolved it. I changed my rating in the end, because this person was right. Now, we could have avoided a little bit of this if they would have had a good self-review. So again, do a self-review. Some people call this brag list, achievements, whatever that is. And the easiest way to do it is not for you to write it right before performance review time. The best way is to have a running document, which you update every week, like the end of every week of the stuff that you did. And you have a nice and growing list of things that you can use for performance reviews, self-reviews. You just kind of format it a little bit and boom, you're done. Promotions. That's a different topic. We're not going to go into that, but it's super useful there as well. And you're going to make your life so much easier. Also your manager's life. Now, if you do this thing, you put together this list, share it with your manager. Before, when performance reviews are coming up, email it to them or ping it to them on your chat messaging, whatever that is. And this is the best thing that you can do for performance reviews. I hope this was useful. I'm going to be doing more videos on engineering career nuggets. If you're interested, just subscribe and get notified.